Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
I think seat warmers in the car are both awesome and essential, as my grandpa calls me a pussy from heaven.
9.
My mom says Bill Elliott once held me as a baby, and it's a cool story, but I'll never know for sure.
Page.
Soon the world will get tired of all the reboots and sequels, and somebody will be creative.
And Fat Boy.
Do you ever look at your crotch and say, are you from Tennessee? Is you the only 10 I see?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Broom Sweeping in Spartanburg. Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, you, sir?
Hanging in there, man.
It is good. Good. What's going on? It says here you need some advice. What about?
Yes, sir. Girlfriend went out of town, and her friend, she don't live far down the road, and she comes up to my house. She done been out to the Blind Horse and whatnot, and she comes over to my house, and she's like, just let me sleep here. So I was like, all right, well, you can sleep on the couch, and I went back to bed. About 20 minutes later, here she comes in the bedroom, butt naked, ready to go.
Yeah.
And you poor little innocent lamb.
Right.
She was literally not a thread of clothes on the woman.
Not even anything.
Was she completely shaved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you didn't tell her to sleep on the couch?
No, you didn't.
Come on, man.
Well, hang on. We need the rest of the story
before
we start challenging.
I want the rest of the story.
All right.
So we're butt naked in the bedroom.
Yep.
Fat Boy, sexy music, please. Help all the people out riding around in the work trucks and the 18-wheelers and the ambulances.
And Geek Squad, Volkswagens.
All those things. All right. So she walks in butt-ass naked into your bedroom.
Yeah, and I'm just, I was half asleep, so I cut the light on.
Yeah? Do you sleep totally naked like Fat Boy does?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
All right, so you're in there laying in the bed in your ghillie suit.
Yeah.
And she comes crawling over the front of the bed where, like, the footboard is. And she gets to the back of the footboard and stands up.
What
the bear. She does a little dance.
She's doing. Wait. Hold on now.
Sexy stripper dance.
She's crawling across the front of the bed. I imagine it's like something out of The Ring, and then she starts just sashaying back and forth.
And then her head spun around.
Well, you know how the footboard got the post on the end of it, right?
Yeah.
She kind of grabs that and turns around, all bent over.
Yeah.
And then after that, I just threw the covers up, and I was like, just come on with it.
No. Right. Ain't got to twist my arm.
So what advice do you need?
What's the advice?
Well,
should you have worn a condom? Yes.
Well, that's my girlfriend's friend, and she wants to tell her, and I'm just like, I mean, she wasn't even here, so, I mean, there's nothing really to tell her, you know? So I'm seeing what, I mean, do y'all think I should go out and tell her, so I just go along with it, and
she might find it
didn't happen.
Well, why does your friend want to do it? She just wants to mess up the relationship, or did you just put it on her too strong? She fell in love with it.
It ain't her messing up the relationship. It's both them done it.
Yeah, but it's
if it was you, you'd want to know.
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to know.
Wait a minute. Am I the naked woman?
You're
in the
girlfriend who wasn't there.
Get on the footboard.
Where, now, when you said she's out of town, what does that mean? Is she out of town on work? She go out of town?
No, she was 1,400 miles away. She, her grandma lives in the Virgin Islands, so she was long gone. Okay.
So, yeah, but is she coming back?
No, yeah, she's already back. This just happened like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Come on with it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on with it.
Well, I, you know, look, in the grand scheme of things, I don't believe that her being out of town would justify cheating. But I also don't know, you're the girl, the lady, you know, butt-ass naked ringing it right there at the end of the footboard. I don't know that she, what her intentions are with telling your girlfriend other than, she wanted to get one up on your girlfriend, or she wants you for herself and her alone. So what do you think the answer to that is? What is her reason for telling your girlfriend?
I think she definitely wants one up. I definitely could see that. I mean, she wouldn't have came to my house if she didn't, you know?
Well, I would deny it then.
You just can now.
You lie your ass off about it. Either way, if you lie your ass off now, eventually it's all going to come out and it's all going to end badly. It might not end badly today. Yeah. It might take a couple years, but it's going to end badly because of this.
Man, they're not friends, that's for sure.
No, and you have to consider the other person. You know her feelings are going to be hurt when she finds out about this. And do you think she's going to want you back? A guy that just, she goes out of town and you can't keep it in your pants?
Yeah, maybe. Dude, you got a free vacation spot in the Virgin Islands. You better rock and roll that thing.
Yeah, her grandma lives next to Kenny Chesney, so, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but her her boyfriend's a dog and sleeps with her friend. I mean, look what you did.
And her friend ain't a friend.
No.
I mean, do you think I should plead that I was drunk too?
That's never an excuse for that, though.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't control yourself if you have a little alcohol. I mean, you're just going to be sleeping with anything. You have no control over your thoughts, mind, or whatever.
Dad almost said Jeff wants your number.
No, I did. I did not.
So,
I
mean, you gave up. You wanted to.
If it were you and she did that to you, you'd be completely upset and you'd probably break up with her. So if it were me, I would tell her the truth and just see other people because obviously you're not committed to this relationship.
She's butt naked. What else was I going to do?
You can't make excuses for your bad
behavior. Come on with it, Dan.
Yeah, she's on the footboard. Is it possible that you were so drunk it could have been her brother?
Could have been.
Or some other guy at the blind horse?
It might have been One-Eyed Jack.
It might have been the drummer.
The whole band.
The whole band.
You went. You ran the train on One-Eyed Jack. Thank you. Anonymous, broom sweeping, in closing. In closing.
Ain't no fixing this.
Nope.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Go out with it. Be a man about it and just tell her.
Yep. Pack your stuff and leave.
Yeah. 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 Because
she's in my house.
Well, she's over there sleeping with some virgin in the islands.
She can do better.
That's why she went there. That's why grandma went. If I look for a virgin, watch out. There's going to be Muslims all over the place. Broom sweeping, we must move. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. He thanked us for that.
Go back out Friday night and do it again.
Yeah.
He's laying there.
No, ho.
About half asleep. She comes down to. Who says footboard?
Shut that guy.
Southern people.
Footboard?
What else do you... Headboard? Opposite of headboard?
Foot of the bed.
Footboard.
I don't ever say footboard.
Well, if you have a board down there, it's a footboard. I don't have one on my bed.
Come on with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, so I just have the foot of the bed.
I got my bench that's made off the Chevy truck tailgate.
Bench from a hitch.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Let's talk to Anonymous on line two. Anonymous, what's up?
Hey.
Hey. You wanted to talk about divorce? You going through one?
Yeah, I asked her divorce back in April, and, she begged me to take her back for a couple of days, and then she just turned to, vindictive. I probably can't say that word on the radio, vindictive B, and, so it's been going on. She's been trying to prolong it as long as she can and everything. So it's just been hell. Both of us refused to leave the house. So I divided the house into two. I took the basement, which has no plumbing or anything. So I'm living down there like a dog. But so it's just been hell. I lost half my friends or whatever. They weren't really my friends, I guess. And just been lonely down there. I had Mr. Toad down there. He was like my best friend, but I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. So
what is that, a drug reference?
I started, what's that?
Well, you saw Mr. Toad?
Yeah, Mr. Toad would come into my basement, eat bugs and stuff, and he was like my friend, you know?
Oh, that's
like
sad.
Little pot, you know?
Okay. His only friend.
That was a drug reference.
Okay. No, not the drug one. I didn't try to lick him or anything. But
So what is the question that you have about
this? Well, just I've been seeing a girl now, but I'm in the no-sex penalty box. Like, I can't do any of that. But so I've been seeing a girl. We've been abiding by that. Of course, she says, I got you on adultery now. You're sleeping with her. We went away for the weekend. She said, your credit cards and everything are going to show where you went and everything, which they will. I said, I can actually put my hand on the Bible when I go to court. When they ask me if you slept with this girl, I can actually say no, and I'll be telling the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to my therapist about it, my psychiatrist, and he said, go ahead and continue your platonic relationship.
Talk to your lawyer about it? You know, just do you have a decree of separate maintenance and all that?
Do we have what now?
Like the legal separation and all that?
They're in the same house, dude.
No, because we both refuse to leave. She has somewhere to go. I have no family here. She can go stay with her daughter, but she refuses to. I guess she's holding on to the dream of her getting the house, which everything's in my name. I pay all the bills. She doesn't work. She's just devoted her life to destroying me, and it's just...
You have kids?
I just want it to be over, want it to be over with, and it's just rough, you know?
Do you have children together?
No, stepchildren, her children.
Okay.
How long were you married? Another important question.
More than five?
Well, together 25 years.
Oh,
married.
Married how long?
25.
No, together 25.
Half of 25, 12,
okay.
12 and a half.
Yeah, over 10 gets you in some problems.
Yeah. Five plus, so call some
transgressions. In South Carolina, over 10 is alimony? It's time served.
She wants, all she keeps saying is, give me what I want and I'll leave, which is half of everything I own in alimony.
That's extortion.
Like, no. I'm like, I'm not, there's no kids involved. I'm not paying your bills the rest of your life. Either get a job or get disability. Well, you know, do something. I work, bust my ass every day for my money. She owns my bass boat, half my guitars, half my fishing poles. They don't tell you that when you get married. They just say, till death do us part. They should say, listen, she owns half your stuff when you do this. If they would have said that, I might not have married her, you know?
Okay, when she told you this stuff, like, I'm not going to leave or do this or do that until you give me what I want, do you have that in text or email, or is that a verbal conversation?
I've got to record it. I'm screaming and yelling. She called, her favorite thing to do is call me child molester, pervert, and little. Those are her three favorite things.
Hold on. Just because she calls you that. And
I'd have called you that, and I don't know you.
I'm called that by a NASCAR driver all the time.
That's not nice.
All right, so this guy's been with his wife collectively for 25 years, been married for 12, going through a divorce. She tells him, and it is extortion, Jimmy, she tells him that she's not going to leave the house unless she gets what she wants, and that's half everything he owns.
Yeah.
She's already taken half his boat.
But it is a legal type of extortion. Perfectly legal extortion.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. I don't think there's any law against saying, hey, if you give me what I want, I'll leave. I don't think there's any law against that if you mean you're married and cohabitating.
Somebody text in. They didn't sign it, so I don't if you don't sign it, I'm going to start giving out your phone number. On the radio.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing, it's basically saying it is blackmail, but here's the problem with that. She says that she gets everything that you own. If you've been married longer than 10 years, in fact, she will.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know a guy who has a pretty successful business, and he's told me in the past that he would have been divorced at one point in the past, but he didn't because this dude was going to have to give his wife like 10 grand a month to
get
divorced.
You know the old t-shirt they'd sell at Wings at Myrtle Beach, cheaper to keep her? And sometimes it's true.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
All right, let's get him back on before he gets
10 grand a month. Stay married.
Holy bum. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey.
All right, so.
I won't even really get into what caused the divorce, but it was, I guess I can say it. She stole from me and did drugs and rent, stole a credit card from me and all that. So, but that, I guess none of that really matters because a person can do in North Carolina whatever they want to the other person, and they still get half. Anyways, I offered her a third of everything I own. course, she refused that. And so I'm fine with the half. We'll do half. I'll do half right now. I'm just not doing the alimony. So I don't expect a solution from y'all. I was just wanting to get your opinion, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's really no solution, but...
So you're in North Carolina,
I told my lawyer, I said, she's got to be one of the craziest people you've ever dealt with. She said, she's top five, but she's not the craziest. I said, this isn't over yet. She may make it to number one by the time this is over, you know?
You have a female attorney?
Yeah.
Mm. That's sly right there. I don't know why.
That's the one they gave me. I mean, she seems all right to me. Her hands are tied. She can't really do much, you know?
Yeah, have you done mediation or any of that yet? Which is a great way to spend your money and nothing
happens?
We're
to the point now where she doesn't understand. See, we have a big piece of pie, and we need to divide the piece of pie, but the longer this goes on, the smaller the pie gets.
Yeah.
I try to explain that to her, and she doesn't understand. She's just like, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to take everything from you. It's like...
This isn't about getting divorced. It's about hurting you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and also...
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to... Obviously, way to dump out when you said the nickname she calls you about your size of your penis.
Yeah.
But the other thing, if that's in print, dude, that's slander. That's libel. That is... Hurtful stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, when she yells out the front door that I'm a child molester and a pervert, that's slander, too.
That's what I was referring to, yeah. It's not slander.
If I record it, but I have the recording thing on my phone, but I'm just not the person to go around recording everything, you know? I guess I should be, but maybe, you know,
yeah.
I guess I'll start having to record. But this has been going on for 4 months. I mean, she has me recorded screaming and yelling at her, calling her the B word and all sorts of stuff because she pissed me off. And I've been talking to my therapist about that. And, you know, he suggested I'd be more like Gandhi or Martin Luther King, just kind of let it all slide off and don't argue with her. I'm like, well, both of those people got assassinated, you know. But if I got killed, it wouldn't be assassination. It'd just be murder or whatever, you know, because I wouldn't put it past her, you know.
Man, let me tell you something. If you really feel what you just said, I would.
I don't feel it 100%. I feel it like 5 or 10%. You know.
Well, if it gets to like 25%, I would recommend you biting the bullet and getting a hotel room or an apartment or something.
She doesn't have any guns or anything, so you know. I think she'd be more like a knife kind of thing or something.
Don't,
you know?
Knives.
Don't eat any food she prepares.
I don't think they're at that point.
I haven't been. I haven't been eating any food. You know, I'm down there in the basement. I have no plumbing, so that's what she uses against me when I want to take a shower. She's like king of the plumbing up there. She's like, you take your shower in the morning. I'm like, well, it's 100 degrees, and I just worked all day, and I'm sweaty. I want to take a shower. Then it escalates. Then the cops come. Cops always favor her. They handcuff me. They favor her every time because she gives them some sob story. Yeah, I tried to kick the door down. It's my house. I pay for it. It's my shower. They suggested I get a camp shower and a portable toilet. I said, why? I'm not going camping. If I was going camping, I would do that. I'm not going camping.
It's
I have a shower right there that I pay for.
It's dangerous to live with somebody. When you stop getting along, you find out that your house ain't your home.
And yeah, it 5 or 10% is enough to
Quicken,
make you
Quicken Loan said Quicken Loan says it's my home. They send me a bill every month and want me to pay it.
Yeah. I'm talking about when you cohabitate with somebody and you don't get along anymore. I mean, the law is very tricky.
Well, I tried to go stay with friends, and you know how that is. They say, oh, you can come. And then when it came time to me coming, oh, you know, we got something going on. You can't come. And I had a place where I could go stay in a trailer on a horse farm, but then the woman said, you got to take care of the horses and all that while you're here. I'm like, I don't want to take care of these horses and clean up all this horse crap and stuff.
Did she have hands of leather by chance?
Oh, goodness.
That's crazy.
She seems all right. She's like a friend of mine's girlfriend or something.
No, don't do that.
Because that's going to end up for
Listen,
your...
Anonymous, I'm going to write down your phone number here. I'm not going to tell anybody. And what I'd like to do is call you in a couple weeks and see how this is progressing, because this is like a radio.
It doesn't progress anywhere because she just tries.
All right, fine. I won't
every
call
time
you.
It comes to a deadline, her and her lawyer delay, delay, delay. It's like, let's just make this guy wait out without sex. Let's see how long he can hold out. You know, it's like a contest, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, eventually he's going to sleep with somebody, and then we got him, you know? Or eventually he's going to hit you, which I'm never going to do, so they might as well give up on that. So,
yeah,
you know. But I've been a lot happier since I've been seeing my friend, but like I said, it's a platonic relationship, and so that's good. But
yeah. Well, good luck with that. I may or may not call you back in a couple of weeks. Depends on what kind of mood you're in. Okay? All right. Put him on hold before you talk to side of it or something.
Yeah, I'm not done.
I mean, odds are he's going to pay some alimony.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Fat Boy, I look to you, and I see salt and pepper goatee.
Yeah, I know. It's all I color it red. You want to go to number one?
Sure.
Anonimo Uno.
Anonimo Uno. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, I actually found you guys yesterday on the radio, and y'all are awesome. So I figured, you know, since y'all are doing this, might as well give it a shot and try to get something good out of it, you know?
Okay, perfect.
We'll try.
What's the situation?
So my girlfriend, she's a little bit crazy. She's awesome. I love her. But she doesn't think that she's worth anything. She feels worthless all the time. And, like, I keep trying to tell her, you know, she is worth something, and it just doesn't come across. Like, is there anything y'all can, like, think of that would maybe communicate that to her?
Why does she think that? Like, did she lose a job, or was there a major change in her life recently?
Well, it's probably because of the emotional damage from her exes and how they kind of treated her like total crap.
Yeah.
I've been trying, and we've been together now, you know, 6 months as of the 18th. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Is it something that's actively a threat to the relationship?
It's sort of been building to affect the relationship, and it's gotten worse progressively. But originally it was just her, you know, feeling like crap, and, you know, I'm trying to cheer her up, and, you know, me making her laugh makes her laugh, but, like, it doesn't make her feel good about herself.
Yeah, it's just temporary amusement.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, you get, like you said, 6 months on the 17th, so that means you started dating in February, a month before all this happened. So you, yeah. I don't know, do you live together?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I won't say that you, this is an uphill thing for you, because you're in a spot where it is an uphill thing. Because when somebody is, I mean, it's definitely an uphill battle to work through that while being in a relationship.
True, but when you say the previous situations that she was in, was she physically harmed, or was it like more mental abuse as far as them, you know, keeping her in her place kind of thing, a way of thinking, I guess?
From her rendition of events, it's been mostly emotional, and it's had to do with her emotional state because, I mean, okay, look, she does have, you know, mental problem. She takes medication for it. She has bipolar. But she feels like that impacted so many of her relationships and made it so that she just is broken, can't be fixed. She's not worth anything. And, like, I keep... Oh, God. She's the fucking sunshine of my life. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Hang on. See, he said that with such great passion that he cussed.
He did. And
she's his effing sunshine.
Yeah. He did say her rendition of events, which does lead me to think, is he questioning some of it?
That's a good call, a good catch there, Jim.
Thank you.
Good catch.
Thank you. We can ask him that here in a sec. We get him back up.
Look, I cussed yesterday. Don't feel bad.
No,
about
it happens.
I accidentally said
we've all done it.
Oh, one of the cuss words.
I ain't done it as much as you.
You've done it, though.
All right, we'll bring you back, Anonymous. Sorry. I mean, you apologize.
Yeah, he already did.
Okay. It's okay. She's your sunshine, and you don't want to give up on that. But when Nine just brought up that point, it's her rendition. You said that. What? Anything to throw in?
I've heard from, you know, some of her friends, you know, that when something goes bad, like her most recent ex. He cheated on her, and then there was some other stuff going on. But with all that happening, I know that there had to have been, you know, some kind of sign or whatever. Maybe she missed out on something that would have told her about what was going on. But, I mean, the way she tells me, and she's been honest with me, really brutally honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust it. But still, you know, one person's perspective versus another person's perspective, you're never going to get the actual truth out of either of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somewhere in the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you love this girl. But you're at your wit's end. I
wouldn't go that far. I'm sticking out with her, and even if this gets like 10 times worse over the next week, I'm still going to stick with her because I love her to bits.
Don't you think this is it's going to take time? Because, I mean, this is going to be sad to say, but if she's used to being talked to like she was,
yeah,
so maybe she don't know how to react to you. Yeah. Actually,
that's exactly
nice.
What it is. That's exactly what it is. It's the whole psychology behind kids sometimes want to hear the word no from their parents. And you're like, what? They always want to hear yes. But no, sometimes in their growing, feeble minds, children, they want to feel that structure around them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, far as where she is, seems like some kind of cognitive therapy would be the best thing for this, eliminating these feelings of worthlessness. I mean, that seems to be the most common way people work through that kind of thing, if they work through it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the medication. That's not going to solve that, obviously. So is she in some kind of repetitive kind of therapy?
She sees a psychiatrist, and she has a therapist that she goes to. It's kind of an intermittent thing, but she's working on her own issues, and the medication is helping until she works through most of them.
You think the awkwardness carries over to the bedroom? It's got to a little bit.
Imagine.
It's probably great.
We'll leave it at it sort of carries over, but descriptions as to how is not appropriate.
Okay.
I don't. You have to write that down for me.
She's wearing the thing.
Does she have a pattern of being in serious monogamous relationships, pretty much one right after the other, up until you?
She went about 8 months without being in a relationship until me.
Okay. That surprises me.
Yeah.
And we didn't even consider ourselves a relationship until we'd been sort of together for a few months. I'm saying it started in February, but it really only became a relationship like 2 months, 3 months ago.
Okay. So she isn't tying all of her. I mean, something a lot of people do, especially with things you've described, is they tie all their self-worth to a relationship, or they seek that kind of self-worth or validation from relationships instead of finding it from themselves, which is the only place you can actually get it.
Because you have to love yourself first before you can love anybody.
Or let anybody love you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just need to be patient and, you know, say what you mean what you say.
What does that mean?
That means, like, don't just give fake compliments. Just really mean it. You know what I mean?
I think he does. I think he does. I think right now he would, if everything was on the straight and narrow, I believe you'd be down on one knee already. I mean, you really, really love her.
I've actually already proposed, but she declined for the time being.
Oh, you know what? That's very adult of her. That is
too soon.
I understand where she's coming from. She's, you know, she wants to be herself and have herself established, not have, you know, as many problems as she does. She wants to work through the problems before she brings it on somebody else, which, you know, I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it does make logical sense to me. It's just, I already know.
Wow.
She wants to trust you, and that's what she's working on.
So how long, I guess you just know when the time's right. Wow, that's incredible. Mm. Any kids? I guess not. Well, you haven't mentioned them yet.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you know, people that got kids are like, oh, look at my kids. Oh, I got two.
Yeah, but he laughs because I can tell he don't want any. Am I right, Anonymous?
Sort of. I have previous relationships that have bared fruit, and none of those seem at all as if they were ever worth it, you know, 2 or 3 months after that point.
What? My goodness. You talking about kids?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude.
Are you a deadbeat?
You're a dad?
I'm not a deadbeat, and I am a father. I do the child support thing. I do the right thing by the mom and by the kids. I just, good Lord, those women changed immediately.
Wow.
Wow, man.
I mean, if you're not behind, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. But every, so you're getting the kids every other weekend or no?
No, I live too far away from where I was at that point. In my past, I used to live in Maryland, and now I live in North Carolina.
Oh. Okay, y'all and both got stuff working.
That's,
yeah, me too.
I don't even know if y'all should be living together.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Like, if I was looking at this from outside and y'all weren't already deeply entrenched, I would, I mean, if you were my friend coming to me before the relationship, I'd be like, man, I'm not sure either of y'all needs this right now.
Yeah.
But maybe I understand
you can,
that.
But maybe you could be friends and work through it. And I mean, honestly, there is love there from what you say. And maybe you can be the best thing that ever happened to her.
She doesn't want it, though. She doesn't want a relationship. I mean, she doesn't. That's what it really sounds like. I know you hate to hear that, but good Lord.
Yeah, kind of.
I had gotten advice from her father and actually from my father, too. And they said pretty much the same thing, you know. It's not exactly move out, you know, be on your own. It's more like ask her to move with you. Make it your space, plural. And then see how it goes. Because right now, I mean, I'm more or less moved in with her because, I mean, at the time I wasn't exactly financially stable. Now I have an amazing job, but.
God, man. He likes her more than he likes the kids.
I mean,
That's how I was looking.
I've never heard anybody refer to their kids as
fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah, it's odd.
Well, my dad used to sometimes
say, you know, pop stars in the 80s and things like that. But
they'll grow up all right.
What? I know we got a break. Are you able to hold through? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Good Lord.
That's a
mini series right there.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah, man. I mean, the more we talk, the more I think that one of them need to be in a relationship right now.
No, she sounds like she clearly doesn't want to be in one, but she appreciates the support. He really wants to be in a relationship with her.
Yeah.
And she, oh, man.
Yeah. He's got fruit.
She wants to, the thing that she wants to be herself and have herself established and all that is very telling. Telling about life in general.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.